That's right.
Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast. Usual Friday.
Hey, what is up, everyone, and welcome to Talk About It Friday. I've got a real cool guest, and we have done this before. We've had an interview before. We've, you know, done a few things together as well in the past. He's an absolute down-to-earth guy, and this guy has one hell of a story, and he is here today to drop some value. I've got Avadon Respis, and he works in... Oh, wow. Director of Business Development at Briards. Hey, welcome, Avadon. How are you, bro?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well. I appreciate you.
No, that's absolutely cool. So how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm just sitting here in my office, catching up on work, you know, working on the website, because you always got to keep innovating and making sure that stuff is new and tip top.
Right. Yeah, I feel you on that. You know, we're all doing it. It's, you know, it's a good thing though, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. That's absolutely, yeah, exactly. Tell everyone a little bit about you, bro.
All right, so I always ask people if they want the short version or the long version, but I'll just, you know, share what's on my heart.
Yeah.
I started small town guy from New Jersey, Southern New Jersey in America. And I grew up Jewish. And I know that, like, that's random, but it's a very fundamental part of my story because, you know, being Black and Jewish is not something that you hear every day.
Exactly.
It's very uncommon. So that gave me a lot of different opportunity to really find out who I am as a person and really what I want out of life. But, you know, growing up, I had a very, you know, religious Jewish home, and I went to a Jewish private school, and I went to a school out here, you know, Windsor Township, and, you know, I graduated from there. I also went to the state university called Rutgers, which is, you know, a decent school, played on the soccer team. Everybody actually thought I was going to be a professional soccer player because I was extremely talented in the sport.
Yeah.
And I was very fast. I was very technical. And I had a good future. And
right.
One day,
I said, right, yeah, go on.
Yeah. So, you know, one day came and I wasn't the best student in school. Even though I graduated high school, I always, you know, fumbled through it. Came time to college, you know, I was playing on the soccer team. So, I was involved with the party and scene. You know, once you play sports, of course you got the parties that are involved with it. So with me already not being, you know, really school oriented, I gave more attention to the parties and stuff. So they gave me the ultimatum, like, look, either, you know, get everything together or you got to leave. So I ended up leaving. Another passion I had was cars.
Yeah.
So I went and got my certification to become an automotive technician. So I did that for a little bit, but I found out that I only like to work on my own cars. So that didn't really work too well. So I had to figure out what I wanted to do. My dad and my sister, they were part of a network marketing, you know, company. I'm not going to drop any names, but they always went to these meetings. They always listened to these CDs. And, you know, I always put my headphones on and I was annoyed. I didn't want to listen to them or anything like that. So I'm at home, college dropout, don't have nothing going for me. They're like, look, we're going to pay for you to come to this meeting. And you don't have anything to lose, so you might as well just come. So I was like, all right, fine. Well, since you guys are paying, I'm going to go.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. This time I went. Now, I had gone before when I was a little kid, but, you know, when you're a kid, you don't pay attention to stuff.
No, that's true.
This time, the guy, he was, you know, talking about his story and this and that, and, you know, I didn't really care, but he shared this one thing that really changed my life, and it was the 45-year plan, and that's basically how, you know, we start working, we develop this lifestyle, we do all these things, and then all of a sudden, you know, we get to the age of retirement, And then once we try to retire, we're usually going to retire off of a half to a third of what we're making when we created all that lifestyle.
Exactly.
I looked at everybody around me. I looked at the people in the room. I looked at my parents. I looked at my own life. And in that moment, I made the decision that I don't care who this guy is. I need to figure out what he's doing in order to not live this thing.
Wow.
So, like I said, I was terrible at school. I hated reading. They stressed the fact that you need to read. They said, not every reader is a leader, but every leader is a reader. You know what I'm saying?
Not
every
yet.
Person that leads, they read. You're an author. You read all the time.
Unfortunately, I never used to like books, to be honest with you. So I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I hated books.
If you don't mind me asking, what made you start reading?
I didn't have, I've tried, so many things that I've tried. You know, I used to be a singer-songwriter. I loved music, but I knew that I had to write if I wanted to produce my own music. So that's when I sat down there, pen and paper. I started writing my music and I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. So I did music for a bit. It kind of drowned me out. I felt, you know, it wasn't the right path that I wanted to go, that I wanted to do. So I decided to drop that, move on from that, chill out for a little while. And then, yeah, I just one day I woke up and I said, you know what? I want to try and write a book. I don't know why that actually happened. I just wanted to try and write a book. I wanted to be proud of something. So, cool. Yeah, that's how that happened, bro.
Yeah. So same thing for me. Like this guy, he made sense, you know, and I was just like, oh, okay. Well, yeah. If he has all this knowledge from reading these books, let me give this a shot.
Exactly.
Something new. I've been failing my whole entire life from what I'm looking at it. So if I'm going to stop my continued failures, let me do this. So the book that really played a pivotal moment on my life was The Magic of Thinking Big. Because exactly. It talked about this disease that we all have called excusitis.
Right, okay.
And that's how, you know, you find yourself making excuses for everything. For stuff that doesn't even, you know, need an excuse for it.
Right.
Like you're already coming up with an excuse for this or for that when all you had to do is just take accountability for it.
Exactly. It's like turning around saying, oh, I'll do this tomorrow. But then it comes tomorrow and you just say, oh, I'll do this the next day.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I know.
So from that moment, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to make any more excuses. I'm going to start living out, you know, what I'm saying and doing all these things. So I've always had this dream to move to Israel. You know, like I said, I grew up Jewish. I was always around the culture. So this was a thing, like a milestone that a lot of Jewish people, you know, want to pursue. So I ended up going through all the process to get my citizenship. And in 2010, I moved there. October 2010, I moved to Israel.
Wow.
So at that moment, I mean, I knew in order to get full citizenship, I had to be part of, you know, the Israeli army and do their service for 2 years. So
yeah.
I was able to liberty to be, you know, a regular civilian for the first year. But then once it was, you know, October 2011, I had to enlist into the army.
Wow.
So then I enlisted into the army. You know, this is just me speeding up the story because I didn't know anything about the culture. So from the time that I got there until I got in the army, I had to, you know, really immerse myself into this new culture. I had to become like a child again in order to learn everything fresh. I had to learn how to say colors, how to say directions. I had to learn how to, you know, say fruits and vegetables and all these things.
Whoa.
So that changed, that was changing how my mind was working because I had to learn very rapidly because I knew I only had a year in order to get this thing.
That's wow, that's incredible. Because yeah, I mean, like you know, different parts of the world have got different cultures, different rules, and different things to follow. But like Egypt, I mean, we've spoke about Egypt before. Like their culture is wow,
it's
different.
Definitely. So, you know, I get to the time that I enlist into the Israeli army, and I'm part of, you know, the military police. So a lot of what the involvement was, being, you know, the top-notch soldier, doing the right thing, you know, being accountable, you know, all that stuff, you know, what police officers do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wanted to be a commander by the time that I got done, you know, my basic training. Hold on.
That's right.
By the time I got done my basic training and advanced training, I wanted to be a commander. And I wanted to be a commander at, like, the training base. But they're like, well, because your Hebrew isn't good enough, you have to be a commander in the jail.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm not really happy about it, but whatever. I'll try this thing out. I get to the jail. My friend, you don't want to go to jail. This thing is terrible.
You told me about that ages ago. Yeah, I remember that. Wasn't a nice place.
It definitely is not. Like, no. You know, it feels like there's a cloud over it constantly.
Yeah.
You know, it's gruesome. There's barbed wire everywhere. There's big locking doors. Everything is loud. It's nasty. Like, it's so, you know, I'm new to the jail, and, you know, my first day there, like, a couple of the people broke out of the solitary confinement unit, and there's a riot.
Wow.
Yeah, and they ended up, you know, throwing rocks, and they ended up, you know, really hurting my commander of, like, the platoon. He was out of the base for a couple of weeks. Like, it was very, very bad. But we were able to contain the situation very quickly. And because of how I reacted during that situation, they were like, look, we like you. We're going to promote you. So we're going to move you into solitary confinement. So I'm like, what? I don't want to go to solitary confinement. Like, no. They're like, no. We like you. You're going to like it. You know, you're going to do great. So they moved me into solitary confinement. And that's when, you know, all those different principles about, you know, personal development, mindset training, success, that's where everything really went to work, because
wow.
These people were I'm not going to say they were low, but their mindsets were very, very low.
Yeah,
like, to the point where they wanted to kill me almost on a daily basis, and I had to reconfigure their mindsets about the whole situation of what they did, what they're doing, and how they can improve their life from this moment.
Wow. That is...
So there's this... Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. That's quite a journey, though, as well, in itself.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I mean, I don't really get to, you know, share this too often, because, you know, most of the time, you just want to get, you know, straight to the business.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I mean, this is the whole idea of the show. I mean, I give all of my guests an opportunity to share their story, because I believe that their story is the core.
Yes.
Because their story is part of the journey of their business.
Right. And had I not, you know, moved to Israel, I mean, I can't say that my business would be where it is today.
Yeah.
You know, because not only, you know, was I going through all those things and learning how to be a part of, you know, the correctional system, but also the civilian system of Israel, I also had to maintain my own identity, because you could lose yourself in certain situations, and also coping with the things that I saw, because, you know, I won't really go into too much detail, but a lot of gruesome things happened.
Yeah.
And it was a very violent period in my life because of the fact that I was in solitary confinement having to deal with criminals. But they weren't really criminals. It turns out at the end of the day that certain things happen to people, abusive things happen to people that they never are able to deal with, that they have nobody to talk to, and therefore they act in those certain ways that lead them into jail.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
So with all these different things that I was learning about, you know, life and people and how these things work, it came, you know, to the end of my Army service, and I needed to reposition what I wanted to do with my life. So I ended up, you know, getting an opportunity to work on the Israeli stock market. I was account manager, and I was helping people invest and trade forex options. So with my previous sales knowledge and business knowledge that I learned from the books and from network marketing, I was able to do very well with this company. But you know how you get that gut feeling?
Yeah, I know.
I was in, you know, a relationship at the time, and things weren't going well, and I was, you know, just getting out of the Army, like I said, and I was in this new, you know, position, this new job, and, you know, it's going very well. The money's decent, but my gut is telling me that I need to come back to America. So I had to leave everything, you know, and I had to come back and reconfigure my life.
Yeah, so, like rebuild yourself again.
Right. So I had opportunity. A couple of the friends, remember I went to the private Jewish school.
Yeah.
A couple of the friends that I went to that school with, they had a business, and it was a custom clothing place. So it was a mall. So they're like, look, come be the store manager and, you know, run the store, and, you know, you can hire people and you could do all these things. You're in charge of sales, and we want to make sure that the numbers are going great and this and that, and this is what you're going to do. So I moved to Ohio, and I started working. I remember I'm from New Jersey. I came back to New Jersey. Now I moved to Ohio. I started working in Ohio as a mall store manager for a custom clothing t-shirt place.
Yeah.
And I start to learn graphic design because now I'm doing clothing. I have to make sure the sizing is right. I have to make sure the colors are right. I have to make sure that I know how to do the designs that the people want when they come in. So this is me starting to learn about business and how social media and all these things are really working. At the time, I started to develop my own social media platform.
Right.
Now, if I could do things differently, that's one thing I would say I'll do differently. I would have definitely been on social media more. I would have used it more to my advantage because influencers, they make a lot of money because of the things that they're posting on their social media. And my life was crazy. Like, if I would have showed some of the stuff that I was going through, like, my followers would be, like, ridiculous right now.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But at the time, like, around 2010, 2012, social media was still, like, this hush-hush thing. But now, you know, when I came back to America, it started moving. You know, this was 2013, the end of 2013. Social media started to really gain traction and momentum. So, you know, I was using Instagram, using Facebook, all these things. And, you know, I did very well at that company. But I was working with them for some time. Things didn't really, you know, go as planned. You know, relationships don't always move forward as they should.
That's correct.
So I had to, again, that gut feeling, I had to move back to New Jersey. Now, because of what I learned at that company, I was able to move into another company with a kid that I went to school with when I went to public school. He had a company doing, you know, graphic design, you know, custom t-shirts, custom apparel, signs, banners, printing books. We were printing everything. So because of, like I said, because of the stuff I learned there, I was able to apply it here, and I was able to do very well. Now, what made this opportunity different was he was a part of different networking groups and, you know, different social groups and different things like that, where business professionals would come together and, you know, trade business and work together and different things.
Yeah.
So he would send me to these different events and these different meetings and these different, you know, things and gatherings. So what I learned in networking, what I learned on in the Israeli army, what I learned on the Israeli stock market, what I learned in the graphic design, I was now applying it to this new era of business. I was now moving into my line of work. I was like, oh, this is what I've been wanting to do since I started network marketing, right? Because I saw the people on stage. I was like, I don't know what they're doing, but I want to do that. And now I'm moving in the position where I'm going to be able to do those things.
Exactly, because so you're getting inspired by other people.
Right. And now I'm moving into the place where I'm connecting with professionals that I can share my advice, share my stories, and share the principles that I really wanted to get across to them. So while I was at that company, and with all that inspiration and motivation, I was able to start my first company, which was Brio Developmental Specialists.
Okay.
Now, this was a life coaching business. And I would share, you know, life advice and life skills and how people can do better and personal development and really how people can succeed. So I thought that people would be very interested in it. Turns out people don't care about what you have to say until they know that you care about them. Or until they know that you have some sort of credibility.
Yeah, because there is to me, like, I see, like, so many life coaches on the internet these days as well.
Yeah.
So that's...
And half of them aren't even good.
Exactly.
Shoot. I mean, I've looked at a lot of different packages, and I was like, oh, well, I could do that stuff. I mean, I've taken people from solitary confinement to regular life.
Exactly.
Have they done that? I don't know. But I have, and I can really help a lot of people with that type of information. And with that being said, I was like, I need to push this thing further. And one of my friends from Israel, he was like, look, you can be one of those people. I've seen it. Because he knew about, you know, Les Brown and Tony Robbins and all these people. He was like, bro, the things that you say, the things that you do, like the fact that you're even here, you're proving that this is you. I'm like, okay. So it's not all, when people say that starting a life coaching business or something like that is easy, there's no overhead, it's not that cut and dry. I learned that you need to have media. You need to have, you know, music, you need to have graphic design, you need to have a team in order to make this thing really work.
Exactly.
Those guys that are succeeding is not just them. They have at least a couple people in their background that are helping them do the work.
Yeah.
I didn't know that in the beginning.
Yeah, because I know exactly where you're coming from. Is like, you know, like life coaches and all that, they've always got, you know, other people involved, haven't they?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You have to.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, you can't do everything. I mean, as much as you want to, you can't.
I know. I have to get my partner to do a few things for me. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to do everything either, but they definitely share a part in this.
Exactly. Wow, that's incredible. So let's talk a little bit about the business that you're doing now, because I, you know, the reason why I want to talk about that is because I've seen your social media. I see the way that you've gone from life coaching to this, and from where I'm sitting and looking at your videos, bro, it's just so professional, and the way it's all done, all the, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, everyone out there's got to go onto your page and look at watch your videos, man. So there's a little bit about what you are doing now.
So the company that I actually just founded in late 2018, short story about this. I just got a new business partner, and he's a young guy.
Yeah.
He saw He's our first artist as well, our first musical artist. And if you go on the website, www.breeodds.com, you're going to see some of his videos. And I got into shooting podcasts and videos because I had to shoot my own videos. Yeah. And I was like, let me see where I could take this thing. So I noticed that media, having a camera, is very huge.
Like, exactly.
I'm like, wait, people spend a lot of money on movies. People spend a lot of money on advertisements. People spend a lot of money on wedding videos, on photography, on people that have this thing called a camera.
Yeah.
I can use a camera, and I need to use a camera because I'm shooting my own video. Okay. So I need to figure out how I can bring all these things together, because I don't, you remember how Facebook bans you?
Yeah.
With music?
Yeah, they do.
So, God, you know, I ended up having this epiphany, and God gave me some music to make. I remember you're connected with music, so.
Yeah.
I finally got into this. I was never good at doing music. Like, so this is another new thing that I was trying out. Because of the Facebook ban. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to make my own music so that I don't have to worry about them cutting off my videos and all these things. So with all these things, my life coaching, me holding the camera, and me doing my own music, how can I umbrella these things together?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I already had the web domain Breeodds because Brio Developmental Specialist. So I kind of just shrunk it because my business partner was like, yo, like, I like the Breeodds. You need to just run with that. Like, let's do that.
Yeah, so, step it up a bit. Like, you know, do something, like, keep your brand name, but step it up and do something different.
Yeah. And I got a lot of great feedback from Breeodds. You know, people, they were saying Breeodds more than they were saying Brio. So I was like, all right, you know, that's not really a problem, so just drop the Breeodds.
Exactly.
So in order to take it a step further, because, you know, at the end of the day, longevity, 10, 20 years from now, I don't want to just be the face of Breeodds. So Breeodds went from just being Breeodds to Breeodds Corporation of America, where we focus on mindset, media, and music.
Right.
Mindset, because if you don't have the proper mindset, you'll never be able to succeed. It doesn't matter.
Boom.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you don't have the proper mindset, you're always going to lose.
That is absolutely truth, man. That's truth.
Media. You got to have the right attention. Why are we doing this? It's not because we're attention seekers, but because we need attention on the things that we're doing that are helping change the world.
Exactly.
If this isn't covered by the media, if you're not covering other people's stories and helping them get out there, who's ever going to care? And how are they going to succeed in their endeavors?
Exactly. Yeah.
Media is crucial. And music. You know, we had to make sure that our audio was clear before we even got started. It's not just talking about music. It's also talking about the audio technical, the sounds, the vibrations, how my voice tonalities are. If I'm sitting here, you know, talking like this, it's not as good as me talking like this with energy, with vibrance.
Exactly.
It's a whole different feel.
Yeah, I can relate to that because I took a short podcast course. I'm currently with a company at the moment. And there was like discussing things like, oh, you know, how to, you know, talk naturally, be natural. If you're going to go by a script, go by a script. But if you're not going to go by a script, then don't go by a script. So they really go into detail with that. So I know exactly where you're coming from with that.
Right, right. And I've also found that improvisation is key. If you don't know how to improvise, you're not like, you're better off being able to go off the top of your head. Like, that's why live video is so important, because anybody can read a script. Anybody can, you know, say the same thing they said at every conference.
Yeah, exactly.
But not everybody can, you know, go live, take questions, you know, deal with the distractions, deal with life, and still perform while doing all that stuff.
Exactly.
When you see somebody like that, go ahead.
Do you remember the times when I first like was doing my lives? It's like I was all over the place, like, but then I started gradually really calming down with that. So yeah, it's just it's like I'm gonna admit it's I think two of my podcasts I had it script, but then I thought to myself, do you know what? I don't want this to be script anymore. I just want to, you know, just be me and just listen to these people and let these people talk and then write down the questions that I want to ask them so I don't forget that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's nice to be natural.
Definitely. And people feel that.
Yeah.
People definitely feel that.
Exactly.
And with doing media, that's one of the things that I've been able to help people perfect is being able to read scripts too, because sometimes you do need to, you know, do the teleprompter.
Yeah. Because you sound like a robot.
Yeah.
You'll probably hear that on one of my podcasts. It's like, so tell me a little bit about yourself. That's why I stopped. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go in there and just be myself, man.
Yeah, like whatever, man. Like, yeah. we're all humans. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Briates has grown exceedingly. We do a lot of media. That's our main focus is media. Do a lot of music videos, advertisements, commercials, promotional videos. Do a lot of interviews as well. You can see on our website, www.briates.com.
Yeah, I'll put that in the description as well so people can just click on it and go and have a look.
Definitely, thank you.
That's all right.
We also have on our YouTube channel the different interviews. And every day we're updating our website. We're putting more content out there. And we're sharing other people's stories as well because, you know, that's what... Again, that's why you put the interviews together, and
right. That's
one of the things that we were working on, like when we first connected, was coming up with the interview show.
Exactly.
So I've been hosting interviews as well. Briades has been hosting interviews. We've been traveling across the United States. We've been in, you know, Virginia. We have some interviews set up in Ohio. We're going to be doing a lot more. Hopefully, I'm not going to, you know, go into too much detail, but
surprises.
I feel like going back to Canada, you know, because yeah. I've been able to speak in Canada this past year, so I like to, you know, get back international. I'd also like to come to Britain if that's possible too. You know, that'd be nice to meet Master Wayne.
Yes, that would be cool. That would, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, With all these different, you know, growth and expansions, I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. I do see you, you know, from where I've been sitting is I see you progressing really well. And I love your idea of what you're actually doing right now. It's just,
thank you.
It's, you know, I see the way that your Facebook page as well is that, you know, man, you're flourishing and it's really good.
I appreciate that. I really do. I'm grateful.
That's cool.
You know, it took time. It took time. It took patience and figuring out, you know, what it really is.
Exactly. I mean, it's like me. I mean, like, you know me. I've tried so many things. You know, it's a part of being an entrepreneur. I want to find out what is right for me. And like, you know, to sit here and say, okay, you know, I'm interviewing you guys. I love it. I absolutely really enjoy it to the point that I'm going to start creating these ideas to make this podcast more stronger, or maybe, you know, get my podcast more, you know, onto the BBC maybe one day. Who knows where this is going to go?
You know what? I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
You know, I can feel the excitement because you have been doing a lot, you know, not to take away from the books. Your books are amazing. Yo, if you guys have not read Wayne Clark's books, you need to go get them because they are phenomenal. This guy is an amazing author.
I appreciate
He'll have
that.
You sucked in.
I'm re-editing. I don't know whether you're aware that I'm re-editing Delusion. Oh, absolutely. I've took them down, but there is limited editions. Funny enough, I was like going on Amazon searching for my books. I wanted to make sure it was taken down. Funny enough, yeah. My very first one, Delusion, the Love of My Life, is actually limited edition on Amazon. It's going for $60.
What?
Exactly. I don't even have any control over that.
That is amazing.
It's absolutely mental. But I brought it down. I took it down because I'm putting it all into one book. And I've called it Delusion, Kiss Me When I'm Dead. It is, honestly, when you read that book, you're going to be like, what? Wow.
Definitely.
I was reading it myself and I was like, babe, I need to take my time with this and edit this really good, because I know that this book is going to be one hell of a hit. You know, the way I didn't even think I could write anything like that. But yeah, right. that would be out sometime in the summer, I hope. If not the end of summer.
Well, I definitely can't wait to see it. I can't wait to read it. Can't wait to hear it.
That is cool. I appreciate that. So, you know, I mean, you know, it's you giving us everything on this show is, you know, absolutely valuable to a lot of people. And, you know, it's about inspiring other people, which you've definitely done that. Is there any advice that you would get to, that you would give to someone that wants to start business like you?
Definitely read. Read, watch a lot of YouTube videos, learn about yourself, learn about people, learn about whatever business you really want to go into, because people stop learning after school.
That's true.
You know, they learn on the job, but they don't really learn the finer things about what they're actually doing. So yeah. I spend a tremendous amount of time on Google, on YouTube, talking with people, going different places, interacting with different people, really challenging my mindset and challenging myself to grow on a, you know, second by second basis. In fact, me doing this right now is a challenge, you know, because I can say, I can make an excuse to not do this. Anybody can.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's happened before. So I have to also get over my own ego and be like, look, you know, you're going to do the podcast. You're not going to sound stupid and everything's going to go great. It's not going to cut out in the middle. Nobody's going to call.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I've got to admit, I've got to admit is that I've done that a few times with my like podcast interviews. It's like, oh, I can't really be bothered. But then I had to put myself back in my mindset, because you can easily slip out of that. And I said, you know what?
Yeah.
You are a business. You know, you've got a right. duty to these people. So, yeah. You know, yeah, there you go. You know the rest, man.
And like, you kill so much momentum when you don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing I say is, you know, get a cheap camera. Like, don't go spend all this crazy money, but get something that can take pictures and video, or get like a cheap iPod or something.
Yeah.
And start using that. The reason why I say that is because people call you on your phone. So, I mean, you can do the airplane mode and all that stuff, but get something external that you can, you know, record.
Yeah.
So that you can be free, so that you don't have to worry about doing all your space on your phone.
Exactly.
You want to keep that, just like you said, you're a business. You want to keep business, and personal. It's going to intertwine, but make sure you're ready to handle and manage that when that happens.
That is absolutely true.
The next thing I'll say is get out the house. You know, stay in the house, but get out the house. Go meet some people. Go do things that you really want to do. You might not be in a position to quit your job. You might not want to quit your job. But at the end of the day, you have to figure out the lifestyle that you're going to wake up happy with, satisfied with, and one that you're going to really praise God with. Because, you know, I didn't bring up God in this whole thing. And, you know, Jesus, he's my homie. You know, we don't go way back, but, you know, I feel like I know him way, way, way back. You know, I grew up Jewish, but I became a believer because of the things that I learned through him. So not on a religious or anything like that, but purely spiritual. You know, find out what all these things mean to you. You know, question that. Question your religion. Question what people have told you. Question what, you know, you've been through. But forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for not doing better. Forgive your parents. Forgive people for doing you wrong. And just get ready to start a new life.
That's absolutely, yeah. That's pretty much, that's exactly. You took words out my mouth, bro.
Thank you.
That's cool, man. Yeah, so anyway, I really appreciate you, you know, giving me this opportunity and giving our listeners the opportunity to, you know, hear you out. And, you know, you've got some strong points that you've put across, and I really appreciate you giving us this opportunity again.
Definitely. I'm grateful for you having me. It means a lot.
That's absolutely cool. Yeah, if you stay on the line, we can chat a little bit more at the end.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's absolutely cool. So yeah, guys, don't forget that you can check Avadon out, and you can check the description above or below, wherever the description is, it will be on the page. His links are there to his Facebook, his web address as well. It's all there. Don't forget to subscribe, because there's going to be so many interviews going. And yeah, bro, thank you ever so much for giving us all this opportunity.
Definitely. Great success to you guys. I appreciate you listening.
Thank you ever so much, Avadon.
We are on air. It's Talk About It Friday.